Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
Saw you a few times in the last month.
Oh yeah, I'm around.
Yep. You probably, I waved to you. You waved back, but probably didn't know it was me.
Yeah,
I kind of figured it out.
All right, well, let's get going.
You ready? All right, let's get this meeting started. Stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, public comment. Okay, this period is for those who want to comment on this particular agenda. Does anyone comment on this particular agenda? Okay, we'll move on. Approve. Do I have a motion to approve for the minutes of September 10th?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 10th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, approval for agenda for October 8th.
I move that we approve the agenda for October 8th, 2019.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Fire Department.
In the office for the month of September, we had 10 medical calls, 2 fire calls. Any questions for the fire department?
Okay.
I don't know.
What did you say?
Huh? 10 medical, 2 fire.
Okay, thank you. That was quick.
Short and sweet.
Okay, let's get a receive a report from Metro.
Jeff Dean, Metro, 34 calls. That's it. That's all I got this morning.
You want to say more.
You can have me a pass. That's crazy. No, seriously, though, we had 32 calls, calls for service. I actually looked them up this month. 22 of, we responded to 32 calls. We had a total of 54 in on the 911, 311 system. 22 calls were 911 disconnects out of those 54 that we totally got. Usually it's like pocket dials and stuff, so it's not buttoned down on the police car. No significant calls, run-of-the-mill stuff, disturbances, a couple welfare checks, domestic violence stuff, that's about all we had. Other than that, nothing significant to report. Did anyone have any questions or concerns?
Did you get to use your new vehicle?
Sure did. When that balloon crashed in Good Springs a couple of weeks back, we got the side-by-side out. It was very useful in helping us get a couple of the patients medevaced. There was like 8 people we had to get out of there. So it came in very handy, and we've also had it out and about doing some patrols in the Good Springs area. So it's coming in very handy. It's dirty. It's nice and dirty. It's a lot dirtier than when I brought it in last one. But that's the way it likes to live. So, does anyone have any questions?
Any progress in the Burrow killing?
I have heard no updates whatsoever on the Burrow killing. But I suppose that no news could maybe be good, good news in the sense that the word is out. And I know that the reward had been up to like $100,000. So, yeah. So, anyways, with at least whoever's out there, I don't know if they live in Sandy or they could be from anywhere. The information's getting out, so hopefully they've stopped.
But it appears to have stopped.
From what I know, but I have not officially been updated. The problem is that the BLM agents who work this are from the California side.
Right.
So we obviously be able to find out BLM people, but they haven't heard any updates either last time I checked.
Where were the burrows found?
They were stretched out between Prim and I think it was Holland Springs.
Okay.
So it was all of it was on the California side.
Okay.
Every bit.
Those statistics that you just gave us, that's for the whole area.
That is for Sandy Valley. I go into our little computer system, I draw a little map around Sandy Valley. So those were just the valley. I didn't take Prim into account, or Gene, or Mount Springs. We got a ton of calls from Prim.
We're going to have to develop a little, you know, station here so that you guys can just...
That sounds like something you should write a letter to the sheriff. I would support that.
Well, they'd rather have you over there in Gene where nobody lives.
Well, I really think it comes down to facilities. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know who pays for that building.
We tried to get our own zip code here because we're the largest town in the area, and they deny us. So
you are our largest population center in our entire, as far as permanent residents. I mean, Prim gets a lot of transient traffic and stuff like that, but you are our largest actual population center. So that's why we try to keep officers out here as much as possible. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but sometimes it does. Anything else? All right, folks. Okay. I'll be around after the meeting if you have any questions. Thank you.
Okay, do we get a report from Sandy Valley Schools? Do you have anything to report?
Oh, I don't have anything. I asked if the principal had anything. Just that the volleyball season's in order, and I believe Sandy Valley Volleyball is doing a fundraiser. So if you guys are interested, it's on fan cloth, and Sean has the details.
It's on the board.
There you go. And as far as the balloon that crashed, I just want to say statistics show that there are very rarely balloons that fall. So I'm going to take that as our statistic is done for the next balloon fest. So get your tickets.
Is there really a difference between a crash and a hard landing? I mean.
Okay, can we receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recs?
So we have the kids' Ironman band coming back November 9th, 10 to 4 Saturday. Free eye exams and glasses for CCSD students, and $50 fee for non-CCSD students and adults. And Sandy Valley Volleyball is doing a fundraiser. It's fancloth.shop/QAVZH. And it's all online. So you can order shirts. I think there's a hat on there. Sweatpants. Other things.
So for $50, you get an exam and eyeglasses. Are those eyeglasses like when the Lions Club comes and they have all these different prescriptions and they have to match you with the prescription? Or are they really eyeglasses that are just for your vision?
No, it's an actual eye doctor and they make the glasses. It's like going to, it's an actual eye doctor that has a clinic in town.
Okay.
They just donate their time on the bus. And so, yeah, no, they're actual glasses.
But I'm asking, she says that you get an exam and glasses for $50.
Correct.
So those glasses, what do you get your prescription and then you take it someplace?
No, they make them. They have the frames there, you try them on the van, and they order them, and when they come in, you come pick them up.
Okay.
But you will not get your prescription. That's part of the deal. You can't just, they aren't going to hand you your prescription, go get glasses somewhere else. It's part of
okay, no, that's fine. But when I did a humanitarian mission, and we had optometrists there in Guatemala, and they had a bunch of eyeglasses, and they would match the people to the best prescription.
Is that it for you? Okay, thank you. We receive a report from Valley Electric.
I'm Terry D'Antonio. I'm the District 5 director for VEA. And I have just a couple of things. I think everyone knows we have six directors for the six areas, the six districts for VEA. And we've had two resignations this week. One was from Beatty, and he's been actually replaced by Rob Shirley, who is the general manager of the water district there in Beatty. So he's a real, will be a real asset. Also, we are going to, in 2 weeks, they'll be sending out an announcement to Armagosa. And so if you have family or anyone that might be interested in being a director, we will be needing to replace Dave Hall. Also, we received 58 applications for a permanent CEO, and which we didn't think we'd get like maybe 10 or 20 because it is a challenge here in our for VEA over the last 2.5 years. I'm sure everyone has heard all of the challenges that we've had, but we're moving on. They're going to be October 30th is the deadline for nominations for anyone who's interested in being a director for District 5. So if you are interested, you can just go online, fill out the information, and then your name would be put on the ballot. I am going to run also, but you know, there's a lot of very, very talented individuals out here. So anyone, we want to pass that information on. And then they will actually, I think, march at the annual meeting, or district meetings, that's when they will actually have even more voting. But I think it's really important that it's costing us members a lot of money when they send out the information to vote. And so they give us a self-addressed envelope. So please vote. Send it back in. All of the, everything goes to Minnesota, so it's all privately done. But it costs $18,000 every time they have an election. And all I could think of is my gosh, you could do a lot of things for $18,000. So. But anyway, like I said, the deadline for that will be October 30th to submit. And my other request would be that if we could possibly go online, try and, I think it's what, Smart Hub, you said?
Surely yeah, there's an app, you can go to your app store, whichever one, it's called Smart Hub app, and it actually does Valley Electric and the garbage company and a couple other places, some banks, I think.
So we need to give them our email addresses. So if we can get pretty much everyone on email, it's not gonna cost $18,000, or every time they send out anything. I mean, it's very, very expensive. So, it's not $18,000. I mean, the voting is $18,000 because they have to pay a company to count the votes and everything in Minnesota. So, and then also there's a round. It's called Roundup, and where we can round. You can go on and sign up for that, and that goes to the charitable foundation, which we have a committee of members from all six districts. That reviews all of the charitable requests. So.
I have an issue with Valley Electric.
Of course.
Okay. My credit card is compromised, so I had to get a new credit card. And I always paid my bills automatically. They just took it out of my credit card. Well, I tried to do it online, and online they would not recognize me. So I called Valley Electric. The only thing that lady could offer me, she could not take my new credit card number over the phone. She said I had to actually come to the office. Well, DirecTV could take it. The telephone company could take it. Why can't Valley Electric?
Okay, I will check into that.
Thank you so much.
Did you try that app?
Okay.
Did you try
thank
that
you. Okay, can we get a report from Clark County Administrative Services, please?
Okay. So last month, Congressman Susie Lee came out and visited. She went to the senior center, she went to the store, she visited with people at Food Share. She got to see a lot of Sandy Valley. I was lucky enough to host her at my house for a brunch to be able to visit with her and several community members so that we could really have a dialogue about things that are going on out here. We shared a lot of concerns with her and I think I'm so glad she felt the charm of our community and looks forward to coming back in the future. So that was really beneficial. The old KMI site, I checked in with BLM. They got moving pretty good on getting that site remediated, and it's kind of slowed down and now has stopped for a while. So BLM, when I talked to them, they were right on it. They knew what is still left there, and they listed the things that I was going to tell them, oh, this is what's left. So they are aware of what's going on. They also said that they are going to investigate a couple other spots on the site that might be in question. So they are definitely on it. They are going to send a notification to try to get them to continue and finish the remediation. To have that site, they did have to do a reclamation bond. So if KMI doesn't make right on, they can pull that bond and use those funds to reclaim the site. But of course, just like with the county, with code enforcement, it's always better if the applicant or the operator does it themselves rather than within the county or BLM having to go in and hire contractors and do it. So hopefully they will be making that right here pretty soon. They did not have a time frame, but I will check in with them every couple months and see what's going on.
Is the idea of the road being straightened out been mentioned to BLM?
I mentioned that to them today. They can't even entertain that because it's still under the remediation. You know, it's okay. Not even something we can talk about because it's still not, it's not owned by someone else, but it's still under lease to another entity. But as we are working on getting rights to Sandy Valley Road through BLM, hopefully the timing will coincide that we can bring that up. So I did bring it up to them about having that curve there, you know, presents more hazards, you know, because it's not a straight shot like the whole rest of the road. So we did bring it up briefly. This guy was with the minerals. This guy was talking to, he's in the mineral department. So he can't do anything about it. But yeah, it's on my radar, it's on my list.
Yeah.
And
asphalt's not a mineral.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Zeolite is.
Can I say something about that? When I asked about straightening out the road, I asked your husband. And he said that the reason that they can't straighten out the road is because they don't know what's under all of that. And if they take that on as, you know, being their property, if there's any poisonous substance under there or anything like that, then they would be liable for that. So that's why they weren't doing that. So is that still an issue?
Well, I love Ken, but he is not BLM. That's right. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I have to tell you, roads go over funky stuff all the time. So
I know.
And if they're doing the reclamation and to get it signed off to for BLM to take it back, I imagine they would take care of that.
Okay.
So
that's good news.
And that would be part of the research anyway. So so yeah, Ken probably does know more than I do on that. I forgot that he's a mining guy. No Pot Springs is still on the schedule for next Wednesday for the Board of County Commissioners for the final hearing on their waiver conditions. I will tell you that they have not reached out to the commissioner's office. We have not talked to them. The commissioner stands by that he was not inclined to vote against the unanimous denial of the board, and nothing has changed in the past 30 days or happened in the past 30 days to change that. So that's where it is. And
they did send out new cards again on that one, just recently.
And that's all I have, unless there's any questions for me.
Okay.
I'm the next item, too.
You're the next item? Okay, let's just go down the planning zone. There's nothing there, so we're going to go to move on to general business. Go ahead.
So, this is the time of year when we do the budget requests. We talked about it last month, so this is our second shot at it. This is when we vote on the list of what to be asked for. So I don't have the list in front of me. I can go grab it in a sec. So why don't you guys discuss real quick? I'm sorry, I forgot to pull the list from the prior request. I can tell you nothing on the list has been done yet. But let me go pull that real quick. If you have a question, you guys talk about it, and I'll just go print that real quick.
Okay, what she's referring to is a review of the finalized FY 2021 budget request and take public comments on the budget request for possible action. Basically, the wish list that we've been discussing in prior meetings, different roads to be paved. There's been different requests. You know, we've requested to have the back road paved, which
not gonna happen.
That's probably not going to happen. We're still working on the BLM, the road going to Vegas, and that's still stuck in BLM's. Still stuck there.
I got it.
Okay.
Sorry, I printed it in last month, because I read it last month. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, so these are wish list items for the community. One thing we talked about last month was, well, I'll redo lists. So for the fire department, we asked for a larger station with a kitchen area and sleeping quarters for out-of-area volunteers. For Parks and Rec, we asked for lights for the baseball field, which I know those have been considered, so that's kind of on the list. A skate park, tot lot playground, recreation center or youth center, sand volleyball courts, tennis courts, shooting sports area, walk slash biking path along courts, and animal control facility or satellite shelter. And there's one more. And paving of roads, which has Jade Avenue as a priority. So those are the things that were on the list before. If you still feel that those are things you want to ask for, we can keep those all on the list, and then we can add new things if anybody has any new ideas. Yes?
To the animal control thing, mm-hmm. Can we add that they get somebody to come out here twice a year so we can get vaccinations for the animals?
That's not a county operation. That's not something the county does. That's a private vet that would do that. So
somebody in here has to go contact a vet and ask.
Right. If somebody wants to reach out and do that, awesome, fantastic. But the county, that's not a service the county provides, and that's not a capital improvement.
Well, isn't the animal, not the animal control, but the
Animal Foundation is just like the health district is part county. It's Animal Foundation contracts out to run the shelter. So that's not, we can talk to them about maybe adding that or making it more better for people when they go in as a part of their contract, but that's not something for a capital program. And we are talking, Commissioner and I are talking about options with animal control issues, so that's on the list of that separate issue. Yes?
What about making our community a UTV-friendly community?
Oh my gosh, sit down, we'll talk about that. All right.
He got so excited.
Not yet.
After this, I won't go back to that, because I forgot. That's not good. So if there's nothing else, if you guys feel this same items, I think the list is very good. I particularly think the trail along courts is just a great idea because I see people walking off. Today I saw people walking down the middle of the street. I thought, oh my gosh, get out of the road. I think that is a fantastic idea. But if you guys want to go ahead and just request those same items again, they will go back again, and I always make a notation when I send them to the different departments to say, hey, these have been requested before, so they know it's something you're serious about, and that this is really a request from the community.
Youth recreation.
Yeah, and that's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It needs to be on there every time.
Yep. It is.
So I think we should leave the list as is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need a motion and a vote.
I
move that we submit the list as discussed.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right, so one thing I did forget, and I'm sorry, Craig, I didn't have it written down. So one thing we talked about with the commissioner and I talked about, and we talked to Susie Lee about, is looking at making Sandy Valley an OHV-friendly community. Right now, any of us, including myself, guys, don't cite me. Any of us that ride our OHVs, our quads, our side-by-sides,
along the road or on the road, it's illegal. We're all doing it against the law. And myself included, I'll say that. And I know a lot of us like to get around that way. We like to recreate that way. And because it's all illegal, there's no structure to it because it's all illegal. So I do know Moapa Valley has instituted OHV-friendly communities, so it designates routes where people can go, where you're allowed to ride. It introduces some structure to it so that people know what the rules are. Speed, there can be speed limits. There can be a map showing where the routes are. So it's something, we're in the very early stages of it. And it's just something we're putting out there. As we get a little further along, we'll be bringing it to the public hearing to talk about what routes you would like to see, which ones you wouldn't, if there are rules you want to implement. I don't know how the whole thing works, so it's gonna be a learning process for me too. But I do know that it has been successful for Moapa Valley. So hopefully we can bring something like that here too. And I do know that Craig and his family have recently purchased Vegas Off-Road Tours, which currently operates in Good Springs, and they're bringing their business here to our community. And I think it would be great to be able to welcome operations like that and make it so that they can operate and you and I can drive ours around too. So something we're looking into. So I don't have details yet. Yes.
There are actually rules about driving those four quad things. Mm-hmm. You have to be 20 feet off the road. Nobody does that, but those are the rules.
I don't think that's the rule.
That's what your husband told me.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That is not a rule.
He doesn't know about those kind of things.
We have our county operation on any paved highway or the right of way of any county way, which would include the shoulders, is prohibited.
Right.
There are some exceptions in the state statutes that would allow operation of like a four-seater side-by-side on a road for 2 miles. However, the Clark County Commission has said, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
So unless you're, the only roads that would technically be legal would be unpaved county roads. I don't know, are the roads here, I mean, it's kind of a gray area over the
basically, if you go by state law, we should be driving anywhere out there. Because really, you can only go on a road from trailhead to trailhead, 1 mile from trailhead to trailhead. We don't have any trailheads here. So
there's an exception for four-seaters that have insurance on a car. It's 2 miles on the road. But that's, it's irrelevant because the state statute is allowed. Counties and municipalities to prohibit that using the Clark County flat out said. The only exception to that would be obviously the Moapa. The county commission can go in and vote on designated roads that they feel are appropriate for its use, and you'd be, say, allowed to operate an OHV on the shoulder for 2 miles to get to public land. Yes, and I think the intent behind the law, the way that I read it, is not to allow people to just kind of hop on their side by side and go over the aisles first. But to get on their side by side and drive 2 miles to access public land and recreate, that way you want the trailer to the ground. That's the intent behind the law. But it would take the county commission obviously to get involved. It's worked in a while, but it's really, it's frustrating. If you have side by side, you want to go out to the other and ride.
The only problems I've heard of that have been in Moapa Valley are problems with NDOT roads and problems getting coordination from NDOT. Luckily, we don't have any NDOT roads here. So that we wouldn't have to, we wouldn't have to deal with that. So like I said, it's very early stages. I think we can make it a real positive thing and put some rules in place. So I'll be bringing that to you pretty soon. Yes?
So the quad runners and the dune buggies that we live in an area where there's only dirt roads. And they have names, but they're not posted, of course, you know that. So are those legal? The ones that on Saturday morning just keep driving and never mind.
That's the question. There's a lot of gray area because the roads, the unpaved roads, technically have to be county designated. The roads out here are complicated, whether or not they're county or not. Yeah, make it quick.
Well, they're county, but they're right not away, accepted for maintenance, so I don't know.
They might be a what? County right away, but they're not a county highway, right. So it's kind of questionable.
Yeah. They're not maintained.
Right. So it's like I said, the way the law is currently written is like, our law, it's confusing. I know when I first started looking into this, I was like, wait a minute, my head was spinning. It took me a while to figure it out. It's extremely complicated. But as they say, laws are written loosely, so lawyers have jobs. So.
Well, and like if you go to Utah, like Duck Creek and places like that, they have designated routes everywhere, and it seems to operate really smoothly. So hopefully we can do something like
other
that.
Other states, if you have a big one, like the big four-seaters, you know, that can very easily drive on the road with turn circles and stuff, you can get license plates for them. I think it's kind of weird to say like Nevada, that's generally more open to that kind of stuff. It's so restrictive, but that's the rules that we got here. So. Sorry if I confused anybody, but the answer to that question is.
So even the two seaters, you have to purchase the large OHV tag.
Well, don't
only, which is different.
Right, and but you don't have to purchase it, but you have the option to purchase the large OHV sticker as long as you can provide it. You can provide proof that you had insurance into your car. And that would allow you to use that on a state highway that's paved.
And DOT tags.
Not in Clark County.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's all irrelevant to Clark County because the Clark County says, no, we're not doing that. But there are other places in the state where if you have a large OHV tag, you can drive on the highway for 2 miles without it. Yeah. Okay. I guess it gets confusing because there are other places where it's allowed.
And there are places in the state where they don't operate anything else but those. Most of the year.
No shooting messenger.
Take a poll on the people out here that have them, that drive them, that need them, they absolutely need them. They don't have a way to get to the store to get a gallon of milk other than, you know, so luckily I have a car, but I have a lot of off-road vehicles too. I mean, but there are people that don't have them.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This section is for comments for general public. Anyone want to make a comment? Yeah, if you're going to make a comment about anything you like, you can do it now. You're up.
Okay. Christine Browse in the Valley Ridge Club. We haven't started our year yet. We're going to start tomorrow. So if you have any kids who are interested in joining the 4-H Club, our meeting will be tomorrow at Keystone at 6:30. We've gone through some changes in the club, and the teens have really taken over ownership of the club, which I'm super happy to see. That's the whole point of it. And they had a meeting last week, and it was super comprehensive, and I'm not going to bore you with the details. Basically, our club has changed to community service only. So we will not have any of the projects. We're trying this as a pilot test for a year. Pardon me?
Program.
Yeah, test program. Right, pilot program, something like that. Just to see if it kind of lessens the burden on everybody, because we have a lot of things. I know we don't have a ton of youth recreational things, I know that's what you were, but we actually have more than you think if the kids would just get off of their butts and do it. And so the kids in my club do all of those things, and they're stretched thin. So we're taking out all of our projects and just doing community service. We're trying it for a year. If it works, great. If not, we'll go back to all the other things that we were teaching them. So I'll switch hats, and I will talk about for Sandy Valley Community Church. We're doing a fall festival in November 9th, and it's for families. Just come out. We're going to do games. There's going to be bonfire. there's going to be hot dog roast and other things. So it's going to be really fun. And I cannot remember the time, but I'll post it on Facebook. I post a lot of things there. And then again, I'll switch my hat and I'll talk about Santa's Toy Box. We've got our applications out at the post office. If you guys are in need, or if you know of anybody who is in need, sign up for Santa's Toy Box grab them from the post office. They are due before November 1st. We have changed the age limit. It goes until age 16 now. Keep that in mind, okay? It's super hard and really impossible for us to buy over that age. So that means in November, the tree will be up and the angels will be on the tree and we'll need your help to keep the angels and purchase for the kids. So if you guys have any questions, most of you have my number. If not, just come talk to me.
So you're going to have a large vegetation burn?
I don't know.
No, it's going to be a small little fire. Small little fire.
Cook fire.
For hot dogs and marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather off-road vehicles, then. That's just a
bag of beer. Real good.
Okay, does anybody else you want to make a comment? 3 minutes?
November 15th, 16th, and 17th, the 15th is a Friday, is the air show at Nellis. They only do it now every 2 years. They don't have it every year, and it is F-R-E-P to anybody that wants to go. On Friday, if you were in the military and you have an ID card to get on base, it's Friends and Family Day, and it's really nice because you can actually park on base. You don't have to park in the South 40 and get bussed in, and they do everything. They run through the whole show. The Thunderbirds are there and everything. All the other pilots and everything, they do everything. It's a dry run for the weekend. So, and also, Friday night, I don't know about this time, but last time they had a party at the golf club, and everybody was invited. So, you know, if you can get on base, if you're a veteran and you have an ID to get yourself on base, then come on Friday. Otherwise, come there on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm sure they'll be announcing where to park and all of that, so they can shuffle you in.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I go on Fridays, because I can't get involved with that.
Okay, anyone else want to make a meet?
Yeah, seniors pancake breakfast will be the third Saturday of the month. That's a week from this coming Saturday. It's from 8 to 10:30. Pancakes, biscuits, and gravy. It's a good time to come out and support the seniors. We do the breakfast once a month. So y'all are welcome. You don't have to be a senior to come out.
Okay, anybody else want to make a comment? Nobody else wants to make a comment? I'm going to close it. Okay, the next meeting date is November 12th. Meeting adjourned.
Very good.